Financial Breakfast, where we equip you with relatable and realistic financial advice.
Hi, BJ.
Yep. Yeah, so it is a brand new week. We are blessed in so many ways, and we are in a space where we're trying to just evolve, man, into being just smarter people in many different ways. The one way, honestly, is just to handle our finances a whole lot better. And that's exactly why we have Fresh Finance,
Breakfast Financial.
Breakfast Financial for you with our resident expert, that is Juliana the Rippy. So let's see what she is going to drag us gently about today.
Good morning. And today's topic is about debt. It's either you need it or you have it. You need it in the sense that you need to build your credit score. You are usually scored on the basis of debt, how you pay off your debt, then you can accumulate a score for future purposes or future reference should you want credit. All right, you have it.
Oh, sorry about that. Let's go to do with it.
All right, so you have it because you have good debt or you have bad debt. Good debt is mortgage, a loan taken out for educational purposes, a loan to start a business, a loan for investment purposes, and that is only for someone that buys stock with borrowed money. They know how to operate that. Or real estate purposes, but it generally has a low interest building and sometimes takes benefits. Bad debt is credit cards. It is cash advances. It is payday loans. It is consumer debts. Sometimes a vehicle is also registered as bad debt. So here is a tip to get out of bad debt. You list your debt from small to large. You pay as much as possible on your small debt, trying to get it paid up in time, but you pay the minimum amount on the rest of the other debts until you are done with your first small debt. You reward yourself only once you are done with your first debt, and then you repeat the same process with the next debt in the list. Work yourself from small to large. Another tip you can use, if you are a good debt holder, such as you only have mortgage for now, you are new to the whole debt thing, you can then increase your premium. Should you be paying 500, make it 500, make it 600. Just so that you can beat the interest rates. So that is another tip that you can use if for long-term debts. All right, if you loved this information and you'd like to know more and you'd like us to engage more, kindly call me on 081-644-8286. It is bye from me. Bye.
All right. So,
Thank you so much, OC.
Yeah, no, man. And I think it's always trying to find the balance between paying or handling all your debts all at once.
Yeah.
Because, you know, then you find yourself sometimes this month you take care of this one, next month you kind of leave that one hanging or whatever it is. I don't know why we do that. But thank you so much for that. Just also a reminder, Juliana is very funny. She's like one of those people that I know that have a great sense of humor. You follow her on TikTok, Juliana the Rippy. Trust me, partner, even you are going to crack.
Financial Breakfast, every Monday at 8:50 a.m.